From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Federal Aviation Administration says it has fixed a computer glitch that delayed flights across the nation this morning. However, it could be hours before many passengers are able to take off. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The problem centered on a computer that processes flight plans. As a result, flight plans were being loaded manually. Flights were taking off and landing, but the malfunction caused widespread delays, and many airlines canceled flights. The FAA says it fixed the problem, but it's unclear how long it will take for delays to clear. Airports around the country reported delays, including Atlanta, Chicago, and Washington. AirTran reported canceling at least 22 flights. American said several hundred of its flights were experiencing delays. Brian Naylor, NPR News.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai has been sworn in for another term following an election that was overshadowed by fraud. In his inaugural speech today, Karzai said he was committed to ending corruption in the Afghan government. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had expressed concern over reports that Afghan officials had been stealing U.S. aid for years. Clinton, who attended the inauguration, said she was glad to hear that Karzai was committed to change. Another suicide bomber has struck in northwestern Pakistan. In today's attack, the bomber blew himself up outside a courthouse in Peshawar. At least 18 people were killed. The militant strike was the seventh in less than 2 weeks in and around Peshawar, the largest city in the volatile region. Dozens of people have been killed in recent weeks. Two astronauts are on a spacewalk outside of the International Space Station today. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
The spacewalker's list of chores includes installing a spare communications antenna, hooking up some cables, and lubricating some snaring mechanisms at the end of a robotic arm. It's the first spacewalk for Robert Satcher, an orthopedic surgeon who'd never flown in space before he blasted off on Space Shuttle Atlantis on Monday. His partner on this excursion is crewmate Mike Foreman, who did work outside the station last year. This spacewalk is the first of three planned for the week that Atlantis is docked at the station. Atlantis also has delivered tons of critical spare parts for the orbiting outpost. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Well, there's been no change in the number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment insurance. The Labor Department reports today that figures last week were the same as the previous week, just over 500,000 new claims filed. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 138 points at 10,286 in trading of about 3 billion shares. NASDAQ was down 43 points at 2,150. This is NPR. A gauge of economic activity for the next 6 months rose less than expected in October. The Conference Board Index of Leading Economic Indicators increased 0.3%. Economists were expecting a 0.5% gain. The indicators have risen for 7 months in a row. A judge at Spain's national court has launched an investigation into the reported ransom payment to Somali pirates who freed 36 crewmen on board a Spanish fishing boat earlier this week. Jerome Sokolovsky has details from Madrid.
Prosecutors have asked investigating magistrate Santiago Pedraz to examine the role played by several London-based law firms and other intermediaries in the deal for the release of the crew after more than 6 weeks in captivity. Opposition lawmakers also want the National Intelligence Chief to testify whether reports are true that a ransom of more than $3 million was paid. In the most explicit official statement yet, Justice Minister Francisco Camaño says, quote, "I can only confirm that Spain as a country did not do it." Spanish correspondents in Somalia are reporting that pirates and their families held very large parties after the release, suggesting that they were paid for with the ransom. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolovsky in Madrid.
The U.S. is criticizing Iran for imposing the death penalty on five people for unrest following June's disputed presidential election. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said today it was distressing to hear the people were being punished for opposing the Iranian government. She said the U.S. would continue to stand up for the rights of the Iranian people to speak for themselves. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.